Well, Pete, we have some good news. Certainly, this is an active fire. It's by no means under control. But we've had some changing conditions, and we have a bit of a reprieve here. And so for the next 48 hours, maybe even 72, we can expect some decreased fire activity and certainly decreased risk from the embers that we were concerned about yesterday. Yesterday's conditions were just perfect for creating ember showers. And I'm sure many of the residents of Vernon noticed embers through the community, especially along Tronson Road and in other areas. This moisture and the decreased temperatures are really going to reduce that here in the next little while.
Well, that's great to hear. I know your crews were stationed along Tronson Road and other areas last night, Chief Lind. Was there any potential fire spread that they saw?
We were seeing some incredibly aggressive fire behavior from the other side of the lake. We were getting embers. We didn't have any spot fires, but we did have all hands on deck. The entire force was out. Our partners with BC Wildfire were working the other side of the lake, and there were structure protection crews, many of them, are on the other side of the lake, working through OKIB and along West Side Road. So they did an amazing job last night, and it was a significant threat, but we come out of this period really well.
So, Chief, what can you say to the residents that are on evacuation alert? There's thousands of them in the city of Vernon as well as surrounding areas. The alert will continue, I'm assuming?
I think, Pete, I'll answer that. I think at this point we have to go forward as if they're going to stay on. We will be getting updates regularly from BC Wildfire. And when we hear any change, we'll get out to the residents right away. But the messaging about being prepared is one that people need to heed. We're heading into hot weather again next week, and we will find ourselves returning to high fire risk again next week. So get prepared and get ready in case it moves from an alert to an evacuation order.
So this could remain in place for at least a few more days, Mayor Cumming?
I'm not going to speculate, but we do know that next week is going to return to, we're expecting from Environment Canada has indicated that temperatures will exceed the 30 mark again, possibly for a number of days in a row.
Can I just ask either of you, I mean, when you hear these alerts come out, especially the broad nature of the ones last night, almost the entire city of Vernon, it shocks people. But it should be pointed out it's very precautionary.
Well, exactly, Pete. There's two parts to this. One, it's precautionary. But the second thing is that we know that fire shifted directions and moved very, very rapidly and had impacts kilometers away from what one would see as the head of the fire. So we are very aware, yes, precautionary, but if it had moved west or moved east, in this case for us, last night, we would have been having to move very quickly on many fronts.
And Chief Lind, just the overall, I don't know if you've been in touch with BC Wildfire today, but just the overall firefighting effort, is there any update on that from your perspective?
Yeah, White Rock Lake Fire is a very significant fire in all of BC. Definitely a fire note. Many, many resources on it. So with these couple days reprieve we're expecting here, so less active fire conditions. I know on many fronts they're working to put in additional guard. They were very clear in the message this morning that the fire is being held on most fronts. But it's certainly not under control, and we're not out of the woods. Pete, I would like to say something to residents and stuff with the alert. Good to be prepared, you know, good to have fuel in the tank and to have a kit prepared to go if you need. Also, we can do some proactive things around our homes. There's some good information at Fire Smart Canada, or you'll see that on the city website if you go to those links. And some simple things like moving lawn furniture away from the structure or any combustibles away from your home can make a big difference. And so not to be alertist, I mean, it's a serious thing. There's some good things we can do to prepare. We don't need to be too anxious about anything, I don't think. We live in an incredibly resilient community, and there's an amazing level of resourcing here. So we want to take it serious, but yeah, I'd like to reassure folks.
That's good to hear from you, Chief Lind. Mayor Cumming, anything else you wanted to say?
Just a couple of things would be really important. Last night we had a number of people trying to see the fire, trying to access Tronson Road and East Side Road. Not helpful. If we move into this emergency situation again, please stay away from the area. Keep it safe for our fire crews and our operations crews and the RCMP, who have got significant, difficult work to do if we move to evacuation order. Same thing if you're in a boat. Please don't go over to the west side of Okanagan Lake today. Lots of things are going to be active there. Just really stay back, and I know it's difficult, but don't go and have a personal view.
And Victor, can you just update us on the evacuation, the reception center for the evacuees? How's that going?
Yeah, it's very busy. We have our evacuation center at the rec center. And Okanagan Indian Band have opened up an evacuation center at Schubert Center. Both of those are quite active. We really encourage anyone who has been ordered, has an evacuation order, to, if possible, register online at ess.gov.bc.ca. And if not, then come to our reception center or Okanagan Indian Band's reception center. But please be patient. There is significant activity there today.